The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So coming back into a sitting posture that allows the back to be upright and relaxed, comfortable, and don't forget the rocking of the pelvic floor. How soothing and relaxing and calming that is. Just a very gentle rocking, the sacrum and the hips forward and back, the in-breath and the out-breath. Just let the system settle back into sitting and connect with the breath. Allow the breath to suffuse the whole body. Just again, touching in and connecting to that quality of letting love in. Letting love suffuse the whole body, heart, and mind. Letting it pervade. Letting it help relax our physical body, unravel our nervous system, let it return to calm and stability. Let the mind relax and open. Let the thoughts still and pause. As we really feel embraced in, suffused by, illuminated with love. Now, just bring to mind the image of the Buddha, this wise being who lived many years ago, and his life was dedicated towards teaching and helping support people wake up out of suffering and sorrow. And just letting our love flow to him. Letting this love be directed to him, an expression of tenderness, of care, of kindness, of gratitude. And Mahaprajapati, his foster mother that raised him from the time he was 7 days old. and then became the first bhikkhuni, the first Buddhist nun. And as we imagine these people that lived all these years ago that we never met in person, just see if we can connect with the quality of tenderness or affection or gratitude for what they did and what was possible as a result of what they did. And without knowing their face, what it looked like in particular detail, just touching those qualities of care and appreciation and letting it be directed to them. And then from these two, all of the various teachers throughout all of these many ages, what they endured, and what they understood, which enabled these teachings to be passed on from generation after generation after generation to our present time now. Just bring to mind the various teachers that we've had in this lifetime. Mark certainly has been an instrumental, fundamental foundation stone of this community since its inception, so has Wen, and so have many others. Many of their names I do not know. But allow all of the people who have been our teachers in this life to come forward and bring forward our heart of gratitude for their showing up, for their own life journey. For me, I include Dipa Ma and Ajahn Chah. And His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. And for you, there will be others. I also think of Ramana Maharshi, his deep, still pool of love in his eyes. So allowing ourselves to connect with the force of love and letting it spread out and spill over and be directed to our mentors and our teachers who've given us support and care and instruction and encouragement and friendship. In our path, in our awakening, in our life's journey. And again, whether you're using words or images or staying with the kinesthetic sense or the feeling tone, make this meditation work for you. Whether it's systematic or fluid, make it work for you. And as we feel affection and tenderness and appreciation and love being directed towards our teachers and our mentors, notice how we also feel that quality of love in ourselves. That as we give, we also receive. And allowing the images or the feeling qualities with our teachers to come to a steady stillness, returning for a moment to our own experience of feeling love and loving kindness in our own body, heart, and mind. And now allowing ourselves to bring to mind our family, our friends, our loved ones, our partners, our children, our parents. And with each one, bringing the same care and attention to allowing ourselves to see them filled up and suffused with loving kindness, to see their body illuminated, their hearts and minds embraced, suffused, held and supported by loving kindness. one by one, all the people that we know, we treasure, we care about. One by one, seeing each of these dear ones loved and knowing that they're loved deeply. With each member of family, with each dear and treasured friend, with each beloved partner, with children, with parents, directing loving kindness to them and seeing them let it in. Seeing them relax and brighten and seeing them feel safe. Calm and soothed and happy and radiant. knowing how deeply they are loved. And letting go of all of these images and connections with the family and friends and partners and parents and children, and coming back into our own body, feeling our own heart, feeling the impact of sharing and extending loving kindness in this way.